This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
We want to hear about what's happening in your town, suburb, school, church, community project, or organization. Send your information, stories, achievements, events, and news to content@kpulpit.co.za.
Everybody, it is a Monday night and you are here. You are tuned into Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. You're live with me, Inga Stoffels, and it is a Monday evening. It is 180 degrees, it is Monday evening, and you know, here on 180 degrees, we love Mondays. What's not to love? Guys, Blue Mondays don't exist. So, tonight, unfortunately, Zoe is not in studio with us. Sad face emoji. But I have two very, very special guests that are here with me in studio this evening. So I'm joined by Michaela Preston and Lee Naidu. Hey. Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Hey. Let's greet the viewers. Oh, are you guys waiting for this? You guys waiting
pretty
for
much,
yeah,
much,
there we go. There we go. So good evening, Michaela. Good evening, Lee. How are you guys doing?
We are... talking for you now, but we are amazing. I'm good. It's so amazing to be here and to be on this with you guys. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I echo your sentiments there. I'm pretty excited as well to be here on radio, on this particular radio station as well, Cape Pulpit. It's amazing just to be spending like this time with you guys as well as you're getting to chat on 180 degrees.
Oh, aren't they just beautiful? Beautiful, beautiful souls. So this is the first time you've heard Michaela Preston and Lee Naidu, and they will be joining me tonight on the show. And we have a jam-packed show for you guys. What's down in Cape Town? You know we are always telling you what to do in Cape Town, Simon says. Okay, what's down in Cape Town? We have some music coming up. We have some groovy movies. We have health tips, Bible quiz questions. All of it, stay tuned on 180 degrees, 7 to 9 a.m. And our WhatsApp lines are open, so you can WhatsApp us on 061-729-1657. That's 061-729-1657. Let's head on into a song. This is Laura's Story with You Came Running.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
What's down in Cape Town?
Cape Town.
So you heard it. It's What's Down in Cape Town. And before that, we had a song by Laura Story called You Came Running. So you guys know how we do on What's Down in Cape Town. We tell you things to do in Cape Town. And I'm just going to continue from what Zoe started last week. So today's What's Down is things to do on your birthday. Take a trip up a natural wonder of the world. Table Mountain Aerial Cableway offers a free return trip to South Africans over the age of 4 for your birthday. If your day falls during the annual maintenance period, you can secure your ticket 1 week before or after that period. Bonus if your birthday falls between the 1st of November and the 28th of February. Why, you ask? Because that is when the Cableway also offers the annual Sunset Special. In that case, your South African guests can get a return ticket for half the price after 6 p.m. at the Table Mountain Aerial Cableway. So my birthday is on the 30th of November, and I hope my husband's listening because this is something we can do this 2020. Next is savor a coffee and a slice of cake. Fancy having your cake and eating it. Oh, wow. Zoe really typed this thing out like awesomely. Stop by at one of South Africa's favorite cafes, Mug and Bean, for a decadent slice of cake and a cup of coffee. When you download the Mug and Bean app, you'll get a cappuccino and slice of cake on the house. on your next birthday.
Sure.
So they're making promises here. They're making promises. And the last one, take a whirl on the Cape Wheel. Enjoy panoramic views of the city from the Cape Wheel for free on your birthday. Fill in the application form online on your birthday and you will receive a free voucher via email, valid for 30 days. Bring a printout and your ID to the ticket booth to enjoy your free ride. The hours are Monday to Thursday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Friday to Sunday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And that's what's down in Cape Town. So after this, you know what we always have coming. Before I play you more music, we have a different kind of music coming up.
Zoe on 180 Degrees.
Rudy.
Hey!
A wap-a-di-di-da-ba-di bamboo!
Boo!
Time to watch the movies.
It's groovy movie time and I am joined by Zoe. Zoe, good evening. Good evening.
Oh my goodness. Good evening, Inga. Wow. Like, it's weird to be at home, but I'm so blessed to be able to join on air for a little bit over the lines, you know, like Zoom.
Yeah.
And I'm actually so excited, especially for this week's groovy movie. It is one that was very popular back in the mid 2000s. It was very well watched, in fact. The star of this week's groovy movie was one of the highest paid child actresses ever. I'm not going to spoil it because y'all know I have a tendency to do that. But
yes,
I will say, like, this actress was laughing all the way to the bank for like 7 years. And we were all laughing watching the show. So if you guys have any idea what this week's groovy movie is, if you're one of the millions of people who tuned in every week to watch every episode, like I did when I was a tween, please, please contact us with the name of this week's series, because it is a series. It's not a movie. Please send us the name to 081-729-1657. I repeat, 081-729-1657. Alternatively, you can also SMS us if you're feeling a little old fashioned, like how this one is. And you can SMS us at 37988. We would love to hear from you.
Well done, Zoe. Well done. The tables have really turned, you being at home and me being in studio, right? So,
right, it's like opposite day.
No, definitely. So here's your groovy movie about to play. So I think I went a little bit overboard over there with that one. Zoe, what do you think? Because I played it a little bit too long because I was just enjoying the jam. I'm not sure about you.
Oh, I thought it was fantastic, honestly. I was actually like grooving. Like, I'm studying right now because I have a massive exam tomorrow. But you know, that song puts some joy in my day after spending the entire day reading articles about international law.
So, no, definitely, definitely.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
So Zoe, we
do this like a full version, like 3 minute version of that song.
I know.
Wow. Let me stop fangirling.
It made me, I had to actually look for the right one. I was like, nope, not appropriate. So that was your groovy movie and you can SMS your answer to 081-729-1657. That's 081-729-1657.
180 Degrees on Radio Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
Visit our website now, www.imymovement.co.za.
That was Generation Unleashed with Forever Yours. What a track. We definitely are a Generation Unleashed. Don't you guys think so? We are a Generation Unleashed.
I mean, really, if you look at the way things have been turning out, I mean, there's so much of activism and that sort of thing in this generation particularly.
Yes,
so yeah, when you
definitely
say unleashed,
you're thinking,
literally,
the leash is coming right off. So before that tune, we played you another tune and we asked you to send in your answers to 081-729-1657. The question being, what is this groovy movie? And just to jog your memory,
will change for me and be
this
so
is what the groovy movie sounded like.
Live my
for those of you that are thinking, I might know what this is, I might not know what it is, if you guessed iCarly, you were correct. That is iCarly. You can give yourself, I see the girls are high-fiving in studio, but if you guessed iCarly, you can give yourself a round of applause. You had an amazing childhood. So, that is the groovy movie for this evening, and now we actually go into my favorite part of the show, the interview section of the show. So, today, the guest that I'm joined with, I'm not really going to give them an intro because they're going to introduce themselves. And yeah, I'm joined by two really, really beautiful young women. They are full of potential, full of excitement, and they are in studio with me, as I mentioned in the beginning, Michaela Preston and Lee Naidu. Good evening, you guys, once again, for the viewers. You can just wave to the cameras. You can just wave to the camera over there. There we go. You found it. You found it. So, Michaela and Lee, okay, I'm going to start off with this first question. Michaela, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? This is for both of you, but let's start off with Miss Preston.
A little bit about myself. So I studied styling. My goal was to be a fashion buyer, but then studying at FIDISA, once I finished high school, they do a whole course on it. And then from that, I did styling for MasterChef SA.
Okay.
So that was an awesome experience. And then I've also traveled to Spain and Josie for singing.
Amazing.
So I performed there. It was quite a journey and so much fun to sing and dance on stage, basically.
Oh my goodness.
And then, sorry. From there, my favorite job in the world is to be a worship leader. Mm-hmm. I am a PK, so.
Oh.
Yeah, being the pastor's kid and being the worship leader is just one of my loves.
Yeah.
So I truly enjoy that. And then currently now I'm into property. So I have my hands in a lot of things and I'm excited.
Awesome, awesome. As long as you're enjoying what you're doing and passionate about what you're doing, I guess that's all that matters, because I saw this picture in the week that says, your money will return, your time won't. So you need to spend your time doing the things that you love. Thank you so much, Michaela. Now let's move on to Miss Lee.
Can you
tell us a little about yourself?
Well, I can. I'd start off with saying that I'm a creative. I love creating all sorts of things. So, be it creating a piece of art, or happiness. I enjoy doing that sort of thing. I enjoy curating words and, conversation. Awesome. So you spoke about the stuff that you studied and, that sort of thing. So as I'm talking about creating and that sort of thing, I actually studied the creative arts as well.
Oh, nice.
So I went to Vega. Yeah, and I did multimedia. I studied multimedia and creative brand communications. So
awesome. Yeah. So we are actually a room full of creatives.
Mm.
Definitely.
You see, this is the importance, and I'm talking to you on this Facebook Live. This is the importance of connections and divine alignments, because you never know what the next person, and this is why I always say, be kind, be a good person, because you never know who that next person sitting in the room is, who that next person you spoke to is. So just hearing from you guys and where you studied, what you do. Oh, you guys are sure absolutely amazing. I'm a creative myself. So being in a room with you guys, I can really feel, I don't know if it's the lights or if it's just, but I can feel it is getting vir warm. It is fire. So, fashion, was this your first choice?
To be a fashion buyer, it was always my heart's desire, to be honest, even though that I am so cool.
I was going to say, are you a rapper by any chance?
Just put it in there. it really was. I started a business with my mom as well, where we just sell formal dresses, like for matric balls, weddings, and gala evenings. So fashion was always there.
Yeah.
I just feel with fashion, it can you don't need to know the person, but by what they wear, it can tell you a lot about the person. Mm-hmm. And for me, that always just amazed me, that you don't have to say anything with your words, but just how you dress says enough.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It's kind of like when people say your appearance is the first thing people see. Mm-hmm. So that will tell them something about you. Like today, we are on a live. I have no makeup on. Kayla walked in here, bam. Lee walked in here, bam, hair done. Then our program manager told us we're going to do this live. I'm like, bam, wow. But, you know, these two girls, these two ladies are very lovely. And I'm enjoying their company. I'm enjoying talking to you guys. And you mentioned something about opening a business with your mom. Right. So what is the name of your business and where do we find you?
It's called K's Formal Wear Boutique and we're located in Paro, 85 Selborne Street. It's currently home based. And we started out small and it's grown.
Mm.
It's grown. COVID did get the best of us here and there, but we've still been carrying on strong.
Mm.
So, yeah, if you're looking for a wedding dress or a matric ball dress or just looking fancy, you can come down to K's Formal Wear Boutique.
Awesome. Thank you, Kay. I'm guessing, what does the K stand for?
You got it right.
Michaela. So it's like K.
Yep.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
That's amazing.
And Lee, studying multimedia, being in the industry you are in, was this your first choice or was it something that you settled for or was it something that... How did it come about? Did you know you wanted to do it from the beginning?
Yeah, so actually marketing was not my first choice. Funnily enough, I was very fascinated with media, particularly radio and TV and that sort of thing. So, you know, when you go back home and you look at the home footage sort of thing, I was always presenting. So, that was always my passion. So that led me in the direction of journalism.
Mm.
That's kind of a longer story. I don't think we have enough time to get into why I didn't get into journalism, but it's always been like a desire in my heart to pursue. So the fact that I'm sitting here today talking to you on radio about stories and that sort of thing is just amazing. It's a full like 180.
One 180 on 180 degrees. What did I tell you guys? 180 degrees. Bring in the heat.
There we are.
So can you tell us some of the challenges that you faced, like, you know, when reaching for your goals or when, like, if you want to, you know, you're on 180 degrees, we're completely open. So if you want to get deep, get deep. If you want to scratch the surface, leave them wanting more. But were there any challenges that you faced, you know, while reaching your goals and achieving your goals?
So this is something actually that's pretty close to my heart, and it's mental illness and your mental health. So when you are creative, you're this broadly faceted person with a big spectrum of expression. And what ends up happening is sometimes you find yourself on one end of the spectrum, and at another time you'd find yourself on the other end of the spectrum. And what ends up happening when you pursue like a creative interest is you don't really know which is yourself, which is you. And I think a lot of people in this generation particularly can identify, because when everyone's a creator nowadays. So when you're finding your identity, when you're finding out who you are as a person, it can get a bit tricky. And I sort of went through a phase like that as well. And it's a constant journey that you have to walk. That's why I'm so grateful for the fact that, you know, we can have a personal relationship with Jesus.
Yes.
Because he's the one that centers you and anchors you when things get hectic.
Mm-hmm.
So things like anxiety and depression, also understanding like the chatter in your mind and what does it mean and that sort of thing. So, we can get really deep with this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Those were some of the challenges that I faced. So that was discovering my creativity apart from mental illness and navigating through that and being a Christian.
Yes. And it's a lot. It's a lot if you look at it. Yeah. That's why like on 180 degrees, we have also, we touch on mental illness a lot. And like when it's like mental illness awareness months or days or anything.
Yeah.
That's how we look at the calendar. Like, what is it? What are we going to touch on? And even things that are happening, because there was a time where it was Mental Illness Month was coming up. And then it was a very prominent celeb. He committed suicide.
Yes.
And it was like the world, you could feel how the world, or South Africa world, was in such a state. Like, it was almost like, but this person looked so happy, but this person never posted anything that said, that showed that they were angry, or that showed that they were depressed, or that showed that they were, you know, people look at your social media to see what's going on with you, when that is definitely not the case. Yeah. Like, don't look at my social media. Ask me. So I think for the younger, even the older generation, mental illness is a topic that needs to be touched on.
Definitely.
For us as youngsters, as young adults, we are like in between the very young and the older ones. So it's almost like this journey that we are on now is kind of like, and the space where we are in, we need to be able to try and influence both, you know, try and explain, because the older people might not get mental illness. They might not get it. Like, they might think, no, but you can't say you're mentally ill. You can't say you this. You can't say you that. To them, it's like, oh my word.
It wasn't spoken about in the past.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's stigmatized now, and they don't have sort of the vocabulary to even understand what exactly mental illness means. And then you have the younger generation where they identify maybe sometimes a bit too much. So when they feel sadness, they might associate that with actually feeling depressed when that's not the actual fact. So you're quite right. It is something that needs to be spoken about.
Yes.
And you're doing a fantastic job by speaking about it on this show.
Yeah. Especially when you said about social media. Sorry. Social media is like literally when you see someone's Instagram, you think life is so perfect for them.
Yeah.
Everything is going well. But like, no one is going to post their most difficult times or how they got to that stage. And so we try to just form our lives looking at that person, thinking everything is perfect, trying to push our lives in that box. And it's just not like that. So it's definitely the core of what brings about mental illness for young people, you know, because that is what social media is, what speaks to us.
Yes.
At this moment. Yeah.
Sure. And I've noticed, like, we're speaking about social media now, and I like that it's the chat, is because this isn't an interview. This is a chat, and it's going in that direction. Like, it's mental illness. Okay. Social media has an impact on that. But then again, so does music. Can I tell you something? When I was younger, I had a playlist. This playlist was called Senti. So whenever
why Senti?
So whenever I'm feeling sad, it just had all these sad songs
I see. Yeah.
So it was almost like, and when I think about it now, I was like, what was I doing? Why was I trying to pull on those emotions? Is it because, and then like for me, that was something when I was maybe feeling sad and didn't want to cry or whatever. Then I would play that playlist to, like, tempt myself to cry. Like, it was, I don't know what was happening. But yes, I've been delivered of that. But I mean, there's someone out there with a Senti playlist. There's someone out there with, and I see on social media, there's a lot of, on TikTok, a lot of, like, funny videos where they say, when your music's on shuffle, and then it's like a sad song, and then this hype song just comes after. And that shows how the energy, how the mind, how everything changes with music as well. Like, it has an impact on emotions, an impact on everything.
Definitely.
And the funniest thing is that, I mean, if you don't know, but guys, I know Inga, not personally, but we've gone to the same church together. And if you look at Inga, or if you hear Inga, she just seems like she's just got it all together, all figured out. Everything is just perfect. But I mean, listening to what you say now, I would have never guessed that you had such a kind of playlist even, you know. And then we tend to, we basically judge people, and based on our judgment, we treat people a certain way, which also brings about, you know, how we, you know, how we see each other, and then we lash out at people thinking that they can take it, but they're going through something, you know, and just because we think they have it all together doesn't mean that they actually do.
Yes.
So whatever you say to people, you need to be very aware of it, because you don't know where they are in their time of life,
span, their journey.
You don't know what's going to trigger anything.
Exactly. It comes back to what you said in the beginning of the show as well. And that was that we've just got to be mindful of the people that we're in a room with.
Yes.
It is absolutely correct what you're saying about the fact that, you know, people are at different points in their journey, and different people also have a different experience of life. And because of their conditioning and where they've come from, they understand situations differently. Like maybe you were listening to that playlist because it helped you access a point in your emotions that you weren't able to access without the playlist. And maybe, you know, there's stuff that, you know, you've got to sit and work through, but everybody's got that stuff. And it's because we hide it away and we put masks on and filters on, like we were teasing earlier on.
Filters.
But yeah, and if we look at the real side to filters and that sort of thing as well, this particular generation, and I'm speaking about this generation because we've been so marked by social media.
Yes.
A lot of women now have body image problems and they feel as if they're not comfortable in their own skin because of the filters. And I mean, the filters, you know, they give you plastic surgery in an instant.
It's a lie. Like
everyone looks like a Kardashian.
I was going to say, if you look on Michaela's Instagram, that's not how I really look. Michaela has put filters on filters on filters. But, you know, she's just doing, you know, she's just making me feel better. So, Michaela, same question as I asked Lee. Mm-hmm. What were some of the challenges that you faced when reaching your goals? Like, before we get to you, like for me, for example, like in the beginning, my challenge was when I said I want to study media, I want to study acting, I want to do presenting. And then people would always ask me, okay, and then what's your real job going to be? Like that was one of the stuff almost like, that's not stable. That's not this, that's not that. And in my mind, I was like, it's a passion and it's something that I really want to do. So something that I'm passionate about. And if you're passionate enough, like, guys, this industry is not easy. You need to be passionate about what you're doing because nobody's going to just drop a role on your lap. And by role, I don't mean like Buruvo's roles and stuff. I mean like acting roles and many different things. Like you have to put yourself out there. Yeah. But as it's like that in many different other jobs as well. So that's why I didn't quite understand the question. But it was because of the on and off seasons within this industry. But enough about me. What are some of the challenges that you faced when reaching your goals or trying to achieve your goals?
To be honest, you know, I don't want to sound self-absorbed for a second, but just bear with me.
Disclaimer.
We'll try.
being good at a lot of things made it very difficult to choose something, period. Like, if I can sing, dance, act, and I'm just really good with my hands. I'm very active, you know. And so it became very difficult because they said, what's this quote, that a jack of many trades, but a master of none.
Yeah.
And
that's not the end of the actual saying.
Okay. Would you like to complete?
Oh, yeah.
Because I never, I just know
jack of all trades, master of none.
I can't remember it right now, but that's not the end of the saying. Mm. I also thought that that's where it ended and it sort of defined almost a whole season of my life. Okay. And then I realized actually, no, you know, that's not the end of the. So you continue unpacking and maybe it'll come back to memory.
Okay, oh. Awesome. I would love to hear the extra part of that.
Yeah, me too. I would like to hear the ribbit.
So I, like she said, it kind of just stuck with me and made it very difficult to actually choose one thing that I could really be good at and pursue as a gift. But then my passions fell everywhere. And that's why I said I was styling and ended up in property. It's like, where do the two connect? It does not. And it's really just trying to find myself has been the difficulty, has been the journey. And not an easy one. And that's really just been the challenge, to find something that I'm passionate and that will pursue just that one thing so that I could be great at it and not just have many things that I'm good at, but
yes,
not mastered. Oh, it looks like you found it.
Yeah, Lee's like,
yeah, she's like, that I got it.
I'm ready.
So this actually might help redefine how you look at life just in general after... Well, what you've just shared. And the full quote is actually, a jack of all trades, a master of none, though often better than a master of one.
Ooh. I like that. I like the complete one.
Yeah, yeah. Why do we always just stop just me?
Like,
I hope my mom and my dad is listening to that.
Because I don't think that you have to feel pressured also to just be a master at one thing. I think it's quite beautiful because different personalities can handle different kinds of environments. Mm. And so maybe you are the kind of person who can handle doing more than one thing because you're a high functioning person. Mm. So you can do that. It's just something that maybe we've become conditioned
to
in society because we always feel as if we have to follow one career path or do one thing. But if you can do more than one and you can manage it, then do it.
And it's really, I think what really just messed with my mind is that our parents, because they come from an older generation, that is how they see things. And it's almost like you can't do nothing else but be focused on one thing and be great at that one thing. And it needs to be something that can bring you good money, that can take you far in life. And it's passion has been thrown out of the window because it does not bring money, you know, unless you find something like, you know, being a doctor and that you're passionate about.
And that's actually where I actually find fault with everything, because we are working to pay for the things that we have, right? Mm. We're not doing the things we like. Mm. So we're working, our salary goes to our house, to our car, to our food, to whatever, whatever. People won't travel because they need to save that money for the things that you put yourself in. Like you wanted that big house. Mm. So now you're putting all your money in there and you're not enjoying the time. Mm. And I saw this saying by Jackie Chan. It said, travel. He actually said it in an interview. Someone asked him, what would you do differently? And so he said, travel. Your money will return, but your time won't.
Mm.
So he said he would travel more.
Mm.
And I was like, sure. So you really should be doing the things that you're passionate about. Yeah. Please note, we're not encouraging you to now leave your jobs and do whatever. We're saying, have a plan. Set your goals. And then you work towards them.
Mm. Mm.
So the time is going for us. But I just question for both of you guys. You guys can decide who goes first. What drew you? Okay, Michaela's pointing at Lee. What drew you to radio? What draws you to radio?
A sweet story. Reinventing a whole new word here.
I feel like you wanted to say quick and you wanted to say
sweet. It was amalgamation of many words. Queet. We'll go with Queet. Yeah, so the story actually is that I actually grew up listening to my dad on radio and I loved it. I always loved radio. I don't know what exactly it was, but I was drawn to it from maybe it was the fact that I wanted to be like my dad or I'm not too sure what exactly it was, but I do know that radio was always a passion. And as I got into radio and I got to experience the atmosphere of being in a studio and the energy and what it means to present and connect with an audience, to connect with a listener. It really transformed many things in my mind about communication and just the value of the person on the other end listening.
Mm. Sure. Top that.
For me, radio. Okay. Radio has always been there, yes. But the reason why I love radio is because it reaches so many people.
Mm.
I feel like I have a lot to say and I would love to touch many people, and radio is the best way to do that. There's a lot of people that are lost, that are searching for something or for someone and just need that companionship. And I feel like, you know, when you're having those moments, radio seems to just pick the best song at the right time or say the right thing at the right time.
How do we do that?
I don't know. But it just happens. And feeling like you have a friend on the other side.
Yes.
It's really something that I would love to give to others. And that's what really just drew me to radio.
Sure. Powerful love ladies. And just lastly, for the listening tonight, and they maybe want to connect with you, where do they find you? Give us your Facebook, give us your Instagrams, give us your TikToks. Come on, we're going to get you followers. So where can they find you? Maybe someone heard something, maybe someone that's into fashion and they want to now get hold of you. So can you maybe just share where they can find you on social media?
Okay, I do not do Facebook anymore.
No,
I don't.
I feel old.
Me too.
I am only on Instagram for those who would love to connect. It's at Mickey Press, so MickPress. Don't forget the at sign at the beginning. And then
very important.
Very. And then if you are interested in, you know, the dresses, wedding dresses and gowns and so forth, you can just go on Instagram and type in Kay's Formal Wear Boutique and we will assist you.
Awesome, awesome. Nice. Lee, top that. No, I'm kidding.
So yeah, I am on Facebook. So if you'd like, you can actually find me at Leah Naidu.
Just for those of you, it's L-E-A-H. It's Leah. L-E-A-H. Because I feel like I've been calling you Lee all night. I was like, Leah Naidu. So just to clarify, it's Leah, guys. Leah.
Like Leah in the Bible.
Mm. Mm.
That's fine. I mean, I knew you were talking to me. So it's Leah Naidu. You can find me on Facebook or on Instagram. It's leah.lara.naidu. And then I do have another page as well, you know, talking about mental illness and that sort of thing. It's sort of a motivational page, but I feel a big part of our progress as individuals is actually to take responsibility of where we are at as individuals and understanding ourselves. So I created a page called Determined to Be the Change.
Ooh.
And
is that on Facebook?
That is also intense. On Facebook.
Determined to Be the Change.
Yes.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, and that's where you can find me online.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Leah. So, guys, I follow them. So, you go ahead and follow them. Instagram, Facebook, not for Michaela, Facebook for Leah. So, you can find them on those platforms. And we hope you guys enjoyed. Thank you, guys, for actually taking the time to just have this chat with me and just speak, you know, about ourselves, about life, about certain experiences. And we look forward to many, many more of these girls. Chats.
Ooh, so awesome, Inga. Looking oh my word. To be sitting in the presence of Inga.
Nah.
It's just been an honor.
I thought you were going to say the Holy Spirit. No. All glory to God, guys. Amen. All glory to God. So that was Leah Naidu and Michaela Preston. And we spoke just a little bit on girl chat. We just had some girl chat. We spoke about experiences, about goals, about things we've achieved, about hardships. And, you know, after all of that, we are going to get into some music. This next song is by Lindsay McCabe and it's called Choose Love.
180 degrees on I Am Youth Movement.
That was Choose Love by Lindsay McCabe, and wow, we absolutely, absolutely enjoyed that jam. And just before that, we spoke to two phenomenal women, Michaela Preston and Leah Naidu, and they are still with me in studio. And right now, we are about to do something. Ugh, you guys know what's coming up next.
Mystery Bible Quiz.
Bible Quiz. 180 degrees on Radio Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
So we are in the Mystery Bible Quiz section of the show. Listen to me going. Sorry about that. We are in the Mystery Bible Quiz section of the show, and that is where we ask you a question. And you send us in your answers to 081-729-1657. That's 081-729-1657. And the Mystery Bible Quiz question for tonight is, what did Jacob give Joseph that sparked jealousy to his siblings? What did he give Joseph that sparked jealousy from his siblings? So if you think you know the answer, if you have your Google out, if you have your Bible out, you can send it to us on 081-729-1657. That is Radio K Pulpit on 729 AM. That is our Bible quiz question for this evening.
Health tips. How to be happy in your health. It's not just about being healthy, it's about being happy. Should be quite interesting. Chocolates are the true source of happiness.
Indeed, chocolates are the true source of happiness. You know, that will never not be true. I'm just saying. So today's happy health tip is about is 7 tips for sinusitis. So remember, just a disclaimer, we are not doctors over here. Please, with all the happy health tips that we share, not contact, what is it? Consult your general practitioner. Yeah. Please just chat to your doctor. And because certain things that we give, certain tips that we give, depending on your health, it might either be for your benefit or to your detriment. So please consult with your doctor first. 7 tips for sinusitis. Number 1, stay hydrated. Guys, stay hydrated. Don't be thirsty out there. So drink plenty of water to keep the mucus produced by your nasals, by your nasal, sinus, and respiratory passages thin and flowing. This will prevent stagnant mucus from building up in your sinuses and lungs. So guys, water is important, not just for hydration, but for all those, for that mucus that I just mentioned. Number 2, keep doors and windows closed on poor air quality days. So as the temperature drops in the valley, it is tempting to open your homes to the more temperate desert air. This can allow dust, air pollution, and allergens to enter the home and our nose and lungs, causing inflammation, swelling, and increased mucus production. Number three, rinse the nasal passages with saline solution. Washing the nasal mucus membranes with a saline solution eliminates irritating particles, allergens, and thick mucus from the nose and sinus drainage passageways. Now, I know this tonight's happy health tips might sound mosach, but it is 7 tips for sinusitis, and we're hoping this will help. Number 4, change home air filters regularly. Make sure your home HVAC filters are changed as directed to ensure that they are actually removing the unwanted particles from the circulated air. Number 5, shower in the evenings. Rinse unwanted dust, air pollution, and allergens from your body and hair in the evenings. This will prevent inhalation of undesirable particles from soiled pillows and bed sheets. Lingering in a steamy shower will also help to loosen the mucus in the nasal passages and moisturize dry mucus membranes. Number 6, get adequate vitamin D. Vitamin D deficiency has been linked to more frequent viral upper respiratory illnesses, allergic rhinitis, chronic sinusitis, nasal polyps, and asthma. Studies have also shown that vitamin D supplementation leads to decreased frequency of winter respiratory tract infections and asthma exacerbations. Wow, guys, no. These tongue twisters, wow. And the final one, number 7, my favorite one, get enough sleep. Get the sleep you need. Lack of sleep increases your risk of getting sick after exposure to a virus. Most adults need 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Teenagers usually require 8 to 10 hours of sleep, while children require 9 to 11 hours. And that is your happy health tip for this evening.
180 degrees on I Am Youth Movement.
Follow us on Facebook today. I Am Radio.
And just like that, we've come to the end of another 180 degree show. Guys, how are you feeling? It's the end. It was your first show here with me. How are you guys feeling this evening?
Super stoked and excited. Grateful.
Oh, I'm glad. And so sad to say goodbye, though.
Yeah, like, guys, let me actually just say, it has been an honor being on radio with you guys every Monday evening. It has been an honor keeping you guys company on Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. on 7 to 9 a.m. Radio K Pulpit. And tonight is going to be my final show this evening. Let me just... As tonight will be my final show, it has been an amazing show here with you guys. I'm blessed to have been on this journey with Radio K Pulpit. And I know that it will only get better from here. And I'm leaving you guys in the hands of these ladies. No, I'm kidding. Don't worry. I see their eyes are like going super big, almost like, where are you going? So, how was your experience on radio this evening?
It was pretty good, to be honest. It felt really good to be back in studio and just in this environment. you know, there's nothing like radio, and there's nothing that can compare to it. Like, TV is different.
Yeah.
Although it's still presenting, radio just has, and you were talking about like connecting with someone earlier, Michaela, in the space of vulnerability. Mm. And yeah, so I am just so completely grateful to be here where I can connect with someone on that level.
Yes, sure.
This opportunity has honestly been amazing. Came at the most randomest time in my life, but I'm so excited and so looking forward to it and the journey. You know, it's really sad to say goodbye to Inga. Because, I mean, you're amazing, honestly. Just, you know, in the midst of one of the best. But I just trust that your journey is just going to go bigger and better from here.
Thank you so much, Michaela.
All the best.
Thank you. And for the last time, this has been 180 Degrees, signing out.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.